Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I traveled to Israel yesterday, and in fact, well, actually the evening before, when I was at the airport in Addis Ababa, caught out of the side of my eye, this information, this breaking news around the airplane crash in the United States. And of course, that's not something that you want to know about when you're traveling. But either way, it is a very, very big story. And we wanted to understand what happened. How did this, is it really about air traffic control? Was there more to it? Well, Ortega Mojapele is an aviation analyst. He joins us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me on this set day in aviation history, particularly under the watch of the Federal Aviation Authority.
So what actually happened? What do we know, though, so far?
Well, what we know is that this American Eagle is a subsidiary of AA, which is American Airlines. It operates mainly on the regional routes. It's with a much smaller aircrafts for regional jets, CRJs and Embraers, stuff like that. Now, this aircraft, there was nothing wrong with the airplane. There was nothing wrong with the communication. So all what happens is that there was a military exercise taking place around Potomac River, which Potomac River is on a final approach of runway 23 of DCA, which is the Washington Regional Airport, which is very much closer. It's like basically it's bordering between Virginia and Washington State. So that river, it's on the final approach. Usually military do their exercise around that area. So it's very much famous of those activities. Now, what we know or what we understand is that the helicopter that was doing an exercise there did not have a transponder switched on, meaning that the TCAS is a system that is installed in all airplanes to advise the pilots about the traffic that is around them. Now, the TCAS could not see that helicopter in a final approach. Right. And also what we need to also understand is that on the final approach, you have nothing else but to focus on landing your plane, meaning that the air traffic control and all other traffic that following you or around you has cleared you that you are on your finals. Everybody in aviation knows that when you are on your finals, there's nothing else that you can do. So there was really minimum that the pilot, or they were not expecting anything like that. And this, unfortunately, this military helicopter ended up colliding with the RJ.
The claim that it is about the overworked, understaffed, flight controllers. Does there appear to be validity in that claim?
It has always been something that has been really making a lot of news in the United States. We know for a fact that there has been a Congress appeal that that department should be looked at. I'm going to make two inferences in less than 3 months in the United States. We had incidents such as that. One happened in Arizona where Delta Airline nearly collided with the United Airlines because of the same issue that you are raising about over fatigued ATCs and understaffed. Those claims, those that are close to the situation in America do say that in actual fact, this is the issue. But one at the moment cannot be wanting to be drawn, wanting to say that the issue of the accident was caused by that, because the investigation is going still going to continue. NTSB is on ground doing the further investigation as to what really transpired here. So I can't safely say that, because
Yes, that's yeah, because you
investigation
can't
is still going
trust.
on.
What is the situation here in South Africa in terms of air traffic control? What kind of standard does South Africa have in this area?
We do have a high standard of the air traffic control in South Africa. We do not have problems with the understaffed, overstaffed, understaffed and overworked staff of the ATC. Our regulations are very much vigorous when it comes to that. The ATNS and all the other airports operators, they adhere to the rules. CAA here in South Africa is always on the check. We do not allow any of that kind of situations to appear, including those uninvited airplanes on the final approach. We don't have that situation in South Africa. That is why at the moment you would realize that instruments are not very much functional in airports such as Kimpalo in East London, as well as George. If situation does not seems to be permitting that the airplanes can safely land, we always cancel the flights, because it's a safety precautionary measure, and we do not allow any kind of chances to be taken by airlines to want to land. So we do not have such. And I'm not saying nothing like this cannot happen
Of
here at
course, of
home.
course.
Accident is
It
an
would be,
accident.
yeah, and it's arrogant. It would be arrogant to suggest such anything. Things can happen, but it was just I really just wanted to understand what kind of standard we work to or hold ourselves to here in South Africa. And what you're saying is that we have a very high standard.
Our standard is very high. I have no doubt about that. The training that our ATC goes through, and the regulations around it. And I think one of the things that we really need to understand, Howard, is that if you have a strong patience, and you also have people that can safeguard those regulations to the latter, to then you, or some of these things you can avoid them. But I do believe that with regard to this accident, one of the biggest problems that I suggest and I suspect has happened here is that that helicopter might have been on a surveillance, a military surveillance operation, which means that during that exercise, they will switch off the transponder in a sense that they are exercising, and it cannot be detected if it on the radar. So that might have been the problem. Again, I'm not saying it's just an opinion, because it's a military aircraft, and they do have those kind of. I mean, when you are on military operation, you do not want to be detected by your opponent. You would always want to be under the radar. So, chances are they might have done that intentionally, only to find themselves causing the lives of many people on that airplane.
Very, very sad. We do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always, Potheka Mojapele, who's an aviation analyst, giving us some background and a little bit more information about this terrible, terrible incident yesterday in the United States. It is 8:45.